Very blessed good morning to you in the name of the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名问安。
And praise and thank God for your 30th anniversary.
我们感谢上帝，赞美他带领我们这三十年的时间。
When Reverend Lim called me a few months ago to ask me to speak at the anniversary,
几个月前我邀请杨牧师在我们的这周年纪念的感恩会证道。
I say yes.
他很快的就决定。
Because I always enjoy sharing the word of God.
因为他很喜欢分享神的话语。
But there was a little problem.
但是他面对一个问题。
Today happens to be the second week of the month.
这是十一月份的第二个星期。
And normally on the second and fourth Sunday, I have to go up to KL.
杨牧师呢，在每月的第二个礼拜和第二四个礼拜天要到吉隆坡。
So I have to make arrangement for someone to take over my place today.
他就要安排他人来代替他。
And thank God there was a brother who was willing to go up.
他感谢神，因为他的教会里一位弟兄很愿意的上去。
And I thought, why Reverend Lim would invite me to speak to you?
他在想为什么我会邀请他在这里为我们证道。
Why didn't he call a more well-known pastor?
为什么没有邀请一位比较著名的一位牧师？
There are many well-known and very good preaching pastors in BP churches.
在笃信长老会里呢，有好多能证道的。
Then he told me it was very difficult to get them.
他告诉我，因为要邀请这些牧师呢，是不容易的一件事。
Because it was Sunday and they need to preach at their own churches.
因为这是礼拜天，好多都需要在他们自己的教会证道。
So I asked the Lord, what should I speak?
因此呢，我就向神祈求，我要在这个聚会里头分享些什么。
And the Lord put the thought in my heart to speak about building a strong church.
神呢就把这个题目放在他的心里，建立一个坚固的教会。
Now we know there are many churches. Now we know that there are many churches.
现今很多的教会。
But very sad to say that.Most of the churches are not strong.
很遗憾的就是好多教会都不坚固。
Because they use the methods of the world to do the work of God.
因为他们用世俗的方式来做主的工。
God's work has always been His word.
神是用他的话语，透过他的话语来工作。
If He wants to build a church, it must be based upon His word alone.
若要建立一个坚固的教会呢，我们要必须有神的话语。
It is not man's method that draws people to God.
不是用人的方式来吸引人。
Because Jesus himself said, unless the Father draws you to me, you will never come to me.
主耶稣他亲自的说到，若父不吸引人到他的面前来，没有人能够来。
When I came for the anniversary celebration last night, I had two shocks.
杨牧师昨晚上来参加我们的感恩晚宴的时候呢，对两件事情很惊奇。
The first shock I got when Mrs. Daniel Koo asked me, "What are you going to speak afterwards?"
第一个问题就是你在聚会里要分享些什么？
I say, I thought I was supposed to preach tomorrow's service.
他就问我不是原本要在这一天，就是今天证道吗？
She said, No, you have to speak today.
所以那问他的说，你是在今晚上，就是昨晚分享。
I say, I did not bring my notes. I did not bring anything.
他说我什么都没有带来。
Then she smiled.
那人就向他微笑。
But I was actually panicky.
他很惊慌。
And then after that, Reverend Lim came out and said, "The church is not a building."
第二件事情呢，就是我昨晚上分享有提到教会不是一座建筑物。
I say, hey, he's going to preach my message.
他以为我会把他今早的信息呢都讲完。
Because I want to start off with what is the church.
因为在今早的信息里头呢，要与大家分享什么是教会。
But before that, shall we look to God in a word of prayer?
在这之前，我们同心的来做个祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, our hearts are truly thankful unto Thee.
亲爱的天父，我们心里非常的感激你。
For your marvelous love towards us.
因着你向我们的爱。
You loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place.
你爱我们，你将你的独生子赐给我们，为我们死。
To bear our sins upon His own body.
把我们的罪担当在他身上。
And with His stripes, we are healed.
借着他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
With His precious blood, we are cleansed from all our sins.
借着他宝血，我们的罪得洁净。
With His righteousness imputed upon us, we are accepted before Thee.
他的公义加在我们的身上，使我们在你面前得接纳。
Thank you so much for looking after this church.
感谢神，你看顾保守这教会。
Taking care of everyone here.
你看顾每一位信徒。
Leading them through 30 years.
带领我们度过三十年的时间。
Thank you for your hand of protection.
感谢神，你的大能的手来保守保护我们。
Your provision.
你每日的供应。
Your guidance.
你的带领。
As we look into your word today, open our understanding.
今朝我们来看你的话语，求您打开我们的眼睛。
Have your most unworthy servant as he shares your word that I will use him.
求主来使用你的仆人。
For thy honor and thy glory.
为着你的荣耀。
For Emily as he interprets the word into Chinese that I will bless the interpretation.
带领传译员也能够有智慧来做传译。
We pray that thy word will encourage us.
愿你的话语鼓励我们每一位。
And build us up in the most holy faith.
建立我们在这真信里头。
Hear our prayers.
这是我们的祷告。
And answer our prayers.
也应允我们的祈求。
For we pray and ask all this, giving thee thanks in Jesus Christ's most holy and precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Many people think or misunderstand the word church.
很多人误解了这教会两个字。
They think that a church is a building.
他们以为教会是一件建筑物。
The biblical understanding of a church is totally different from what the world thinks of a church.
圣经为教会的定义与世人所了解的有很大的不同。
The word church actually comes from a Greek word ekklesia, which means assembly or a call out once.
这教会两个字来自希腊文的 ekklesia, 它的意思是被召出来的一群人。
So the root meaning of church is not that of a building, but of people.
那我们看到这教会的字根呢，原本的意思呢，不是讲到一间建筑物。
When Paul sent his greetings to the church people at Rome,
当保罗向罗马的信徒问安的时候，
in chapter 16 of Romans,
在罗马书十六章，
he singled out Priscilla and Aquila as his helpers.
他提出了雅基拉，
and in verse
还有另一位妇人为他的助手。
And in verse 5, he said, greet the church that is in their house.
在他们的家里问，向他的家问安。
So obviously here, the church doesn't mean a building. How can a building be in a house?
那这里呢，可见教会不是一栋建筑物，因为这建筑物不能够在一个家里头。
Obviously, Paul was referring to a body of believers gathered together to worship God in Aquila's house.
很明显的，这保罗呢，乃是讲到这一群人聚合在亚基拉的家里聚会。
The church is the body of Christ.
这 教会是基督的身体。
Of which Christ is the head of the church.
那基督是教会的头。
The body of Christ is made up of all believers in Jesus Christ.
那教会每一位信徒呢？聚集在一起就是教会。
There are actually two aspects of church.
那我们看教会有两方面。
The first church is the universal church.
首先我们看到的是普及性的教会。
This church is the pure church of God.
这是神纯洁的教会。
This church is made up of all people of every tongue, every kindred, every race.Who has acknowledged the Lord Jesus as their Savior?
这大型的教会包括世界上的每一位信徒，不分种族，还有原理。
This is the church that Jesus Christ is coming back for.
这就是基督耶稣将来要赎的教会。
Then there is what is known as a local church.
那第二方面呢，就是地方教会。
In Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, we read about the local churches.
那在加拉太书第一章第一、第二节呢，我们看到有关这地方性的教会。
In the province of Galatia, there were many local churches.
在这加拉太的省份里呢，有很多的这教会。
Now the local church is not the same as the universal church.
那地方教会与普及性的教会有不同的地方。
The local church can be made up of people who are saved and not saved.
在这地方教会呢，我们看到有信的，也有不信的。
This is a local church.
我们在这里所讲的是地方性的教会。
But in the midst of this local church, there are members of the universal church.
但在这地方教会里头呢，得救的人都是属于这普及性的教会。
It is the wish of every pastor to see that every member of his local church is a member of the universal church.
那牧师的心愿呢，就是这地方性的教会里的每一个人。都是属于普及性的教会。
But very sad to say, there are people attending in local churches that are not born again.
但很可惜，有些在地方教会做礼拜的，但是他们未曾得救。
The Bible, or rather Jesus, gave many parables about this.
所以主耶稣呢，就引用了好多的比喻。
And one of the parables is the wheat and the tare.
那其中的一个比喻呢，就讲到稗子和麦的比喻。
The tare looks exactly like the wheat.
这稗子像麦一样。
Except it has no fruit.
但不同的是，它不能够结果。
The wheat has fruit.
麦能够结出果子来。
And the wheat are true Christians because they have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这麦呢就代表着信徒，因为他们有圣灵在里面。
The tares are the professors of faith.
稗子呢是讲到那一些只用口承认主，但是没有真心的相信。
They do not possess eternal life.
在他们里头没有永生。
The wheat.Possesses eternal life because it has a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这麦有永生，因为他们与神有一个良好的关系。
Now we cannot see into the hearts of people.
我们不能够看透人的心。
You may look like a Christian.
你可能在外表上像一位基督徒。
You may behave like a Christian.
你能够在行为上像一个基督徒。
You may also pray.
甚至能够祷告。
You may even have a Christian name.
甚至有一个基督教的名字。
But you know you do not possess eternal life.
但你未曾有永生。
Because people who are Christians know that they are saved.
因为基督徒很清楚地知道他们是得救的。
This is given to us in 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
在约翰一书第五章第十三节说到，
If we know that we have Jesus Christ, we know we have eternal life.
当我们认识主耶稣的时候，我们知道自己有永生。
The Bible tells us, he that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son of God had not life.
那有子的就有生命，没有子，指着主耶稣就没有生命。
Paul himself says in Romans chapter 8 verse 9, those who do not have the Spirit of God are not his.
那保罗他也在罗马书第八章九节说，若没有神的圣灵住在你心里呢，你就是不属于他的。
Because if you become a Christian, you become a new creation, a new creature.
因为在基督耶稣里，你必须成为新造的人。
You have the Spirit of God living in you.
你有神的灵住在你里面。
So we hope if you're not saved today, get saved today.
若你还未曾相信主，愿你今天能够来信他，以致得救。
Because Jesus is coming back very soon.
因为主耶稣快回来。
And if you are not a child of his, you will be left behind.
若你不是他的儿女，你就会留下，被留下。
So the church is made up of believers who are called out of the world.
因此，教会是一群神从这世上召出来的子民。
Now, if you want to have a strong church, you must have a strong family.
若你要一个坚固的教会，你必须要有一个坚固的家庭。
A strong family actually make a strong church.
因为只有坚固的家庭才能够使教会坚固。
A strong church is actually a blessing to the nation.
那一个坚固的教会呢，是国家的福气。
So in a family, there's a father, there's a mother, there's our children.
在一个家庭里呢，我们看到有做父亲的，做母亲的，还有做儿女的。
Each one has a particular role to play.
每一个人都当扮演他们的角色。
We are told that husband is to love their wife.
圣经告诉我们，做丈夫的要爱妻子。
Or we love our wife when we first set eyes on her.
很多做丈夫的呢，只在这第一次与妻子在一起的时候爱他们。
You must have loved her enough to marry her.
那你应该爱她，爱得足够，那你愿意娶她为妻。
But the very sad thing for many people is that romance has died out.
很可惜的，很多人他们的这恋爱不能够长久。
They don't see their wives as they saw it in their girlfriends.
他们不能够以同样的眼视来看他们的妻子，就当他们他们妻子是女朋友的时候。
Maybe the sweet young thing is no more a sweet young thing.
不是一个可爱的这少女。
Maybe her flawless skin now is full of wrinkles.
可能她的皮肤已经有了皱纹。
Maybe her voice doesn't sound so musical as before.
她的声音没有像如声音音乐的美妙。
Maybe she doesn't look so attractive now.
也没有这吸引力魅力。
Above all, she looks old.
她的脸色呢已经很苍老。
The trouble with us men is that we think our wife grows old, we always young.
很多这很多弟兄的问题呢，就是他们以为他们的妻子呢，很快就这老迈，但是呢，他们还是年轻的。
We always think that wrinkles appear on their faces, not on ours.
以为这皱纹呢，只在这妻子的身上有。
We are still the same young man as before.
我们认为自己还是一位年轻力壮的人。
I think we've got to wake up.
弟兄，我们需要醒过来。
Maybe we are still in our dreamland, you know, dreaming of a beautiful wife.
可能你还在梦中。
Our wife is beautiful.
你的 配偶你的太太是美丽的。
Don't ever let romance die out in your marriage.
不要让这恋爱在你的婚姻上呢消失掉。
How many times early in the morning you wake up, you see your wife and you say, I love you, dear?
你有多少次在早上起来向你的妻子说我爱你？
How many times when we go home after work, we see her, we hug her, give her a peck on the cheek and say, I love you?
那在放工之后回到家呢，你拥抱妻子，然后亲吻她，说我爱你。
We have to love our wife.
我们必须爱妻子。
As Christ loved the church and gave his life for the church.
就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Sometimes we don't love that much.
有时候我们爱得不够。
But we need to ask God to love our wife more.
那我们需要求神给我们这恩典来更爱我们的太太。
I read somewhere this author said this.
我曾经读到一位作者的写作。
The best legacy a man can leave for his children is that he loves their mommy.
这做父亲的留下给孩子的最好的产业就是他向妻子所彰显的爱。
Now we come to the wife.
那现在我们来看一看这个做妻子的责任。
The command to the wife is that they should submit to their husband.
那向妻子所说的呢，就是神要我们顺服丈夫，要妻子顺服丈夫。
Sometimes it is very difficult.
有时这是很困难的一件事。
I actually heard a sister telling me in my church.
在我自己的教会里呢，一位姐妹如此的说。
I find it very hard to submit it, as to submit myself to my husband.
我感觉到很难顺服自己的丈夫。
I say why?
为什么呢？
She said my husband doesn't show leadership.
因为我的丈夫呢，没有这带领的这能力。
Doesn't take care of the house.
不照顾家庭。
She said a lot of negative things about the husband.
她讲了很多这丈夫的事情呢，都是消极的。
Whatever it is, you choose to marry the husband.
无论如何呢，这位姐妹已经选择了嫁给她的先生。
When you marry your husband, you go in with eyes open, right?
当你嫁给丈夫的时候，你是张开眼睛的吗？
You know his weaknesses.
你知道他的弱点。
You forgive him.
你这原谅他。
You promise that you will stay with him.
你诺言要永远的跟他在一起。
You promise that you will submit to him.
你诺言说你要这顺服他。
Because it's commanded by God.
因为这是神所命令的。
So wives, you have to submit yourself to your husband.
所以做妻子的，你要顺服你的丈夫。
If you think your husband is not up to your standard, pray for him.
若你认为你的先生呢达不到你的准绳的话呢，你要为他多多的祷告。
Talk to him.
与他沟通。
Have a time together, sit down and trash out problems.
有时间在一起呢，解决问题。
Things will work better.
那这样呢，情况会好转。
Don't go and tell everybody that your husband is lazy, your husband is bad, and so on.
不要到处去告诉别人你的先生是懒惰的，他的很多的弱点。
The first thing they come to their mind is that you are stupid enough to marry him.
那他人的心里的想法就是，因为你是很愚昧的，你选择嫁给这一个人。
We thank God we know Christ.
感谢神，我们认识主耶稣基督。
And we can claim the promise of the Bible that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
我们有上帝的应许，在凡事上有神坚固我们。
Wives, you can submit to your husband if you want to.
做妻子的，你可以顺服你的先生。
But sometimes, if it's our pride that we don't want to submit.
很多时候是我们的骄傲使我们不愿意。
And now we come to the children's part.
那现在我们来看一看做儿女的。
The command given to children is to obey your parents and to honor them.
圣经所指示我们的做儿女的要顺服父母。
Now as parents, we have to admit that our children are actually smarter than we are.
这父母亲的，我们要承认，我们的孩子比我们聪明。
All the children here must be very happy.
做儿女的听到这一句话，你们都很高兴。
But I want to tell you something, children.
做儿女的，我要你听我所要讲的。
Your parents are wiser than you.
你的父母比你更有智慧。
Would you rather be wiser or smarter?
你愿意选择有智慧还是更聪明？
I would choose to be wiser.
我选择有智慧。
Because if you are wiser, you know how to conduct your life right.
若你有智慧呢，你就会在行为上做得好，做得正确。
Because if you are smart, you will meet someone who's smarter than you.
若你为聪明是好呢，你会发觉到有他人比你还要聪明。
But it is very rare that you meet someone who is wiser than you.
但是要找到一位比你更有智慧的，这是不常见的一件事。
So don't think that your parents are old-fashioned.
不要以为你的父母呢是很古老的。
They are out of date.
他们已经不实在的。
Yes, you may be very technology savvy.
可能你在技术上呢很会。
But sometimes your parents ask you, don't lose your temper, teach them.
当父母要你帮忙他们的时候呢，不要很快的就发脾气。
And also, children, I know you love your mommy more than your daddy.
做儿女的，我相信你爱你的妈妈多过你的爸爸。
When I was teaching, I asked them to write a composition, the person I love best.
杨牧师还当教师的时候呢，他曾经教他的学生写一篇作文，我所敬爱的人。
Out of 40 students, 38 of them say, I love my mommy.
一般有40个学生呢，38个学生呢，都写了我所敬爱的是我的母亲。
Two of them wrote, I love my dad.
只有两位说我爱我的父亲。
No, I'm a man when I mark that, I don't know what I feel, you know.
杨牧师身为一位父亲呢，当他这学生的卷的时候呢，他有一个想法。
I saw a very funny quotation.
他觉得很奇妙。
There was a child.
有一位学生。
He was asked to write two notes.
要他讲写两句话。
One note is to his mommy, one note is to his daddy.
一句那是给父亲，一句是给母亲。
The note that he wrote to mommy was this.
他写给母亲的是这样。
Mom, where are my shoes?
母亲，我的鞋子在哪里？
Mom, where are my socks?
我的袜子在哪里？
Mom, can you cook this food tonight for me?
母亲，你可以为我煮这样的食物吗？
Mom, can I go and visit my friend?
母亲，我可以去这探访我的朋友吗？
And he wrote a lot of things for his mother.
所以他写了很多他的要求给他的母亲。
And when he came to write the note to his dad,
来到写给父亲的时候，
he only has two words.
只有两句话。
You know what are the two words?
你想一想这两句话是什么？
You want to guess?
你可以猜得到吗？
He said, "Where's mom?"
只有这两句话，母亲在哪里？
That's all he wants to know. Where is mother?
他要知道的是母亲在哪里。
He's not interested in asking his father where his shoes are, where his socks are, because he knows that his father doesn't know all these things.
他不会问父亲他的鞋子、他袜子在哪里，因为他知道父亲不知道这些东西
hey,
放在什么地方。
Hey, Dad, I think we better wake up.
做父亲的，希望你能够醒过来。
We better make sure where their things are, so that when they ask us, we should say, "Dad, it is here." Don't say, "Ask your mommy."
所以希望呢，你知道家里的东西摆放在哪里，不需要问，告诉孩子去找母亲。
Children, I want to tell you this, your parents love you very much.
做儿女的，我要告诉你，你的父母非常的爱你。
They will scold you.
是的，他们会指责你。
Yes, they will get angry with you.
有时候他们会生气。
But never forget, they love you.
但你不要忘记，他们仍然爱你。
You know, as you're growing up, your parents are growing old.
你要知道，你渐渐的在成长中，你的父母呢也渐渐的在老迈中。
Sometimes they may not be able to hear you as clearly as they did.
有时候他们可能不能够清楚的听到你所讲的。
They are forgetful.
他们很健忘。
They may ask you again and again the same thing.
他们可能会重复了问你同样的事情。
Don't lose your patience with them.
请不要失去你的耐心。
Your parents taught you when you were young.
你的父母在你年轻的时候，养育你。
They take care of you.
照顾你。
They love you.
爱你。
Provide you with all the things you need.
提供你所需要的。
When you grow up, don't forget them.
当你长大之后，请不要忘记他们。
Love them.
要爱他们。
Obey them.
顺服他们，
honor them，
要敬重他们。
That is what the word of God says.
这是神话语所说的。
It is actually God's commandment.
这是神话语里头的一个诫命。
When God gives a commandment, we have to obey.
当神给诫命的时候呢，我们必须听从。
So we pray that every family in this church is a strong family.
所以我们向神祈求，愿这教会里的每一个家庭都是坚固的。
Because if the family is strong, the church will be strong.
当家庭每个家庭坚固的时候呢，这教会才能够坚固。
Weak families make weak churches.
这弱的家庭或者有问题的家庭呢，就使教会呢有问题，或者教会就成为很弱。
So we need to.Pray to God, ask God for grace, for wisdom, to know how to first build ourselves to be a strong Christian.
那我们需要向神祷告，求神建立我们的家庭。
To love Him, to obey Him, to keep His word.
要来爱他，顺服他，这谨守他的话语。
So as fathers, we have to ask God.To give us the grace to be a leader in a home.
那做父亲的，我们要求神给我们有智慧，在家里当一家之主。
Grace to love our wife.
有恩典来爱自己的妻子。
And wife, ask God to give you the grace to submit to your husband.
那做妻子的呢，也同样求主给你恩典来顺服你的丈夫。
Children, pray to God and ask God to give you the grace and strength to love your parents, obey your parents, honor your parents.
那做儿女的，你也必须求主给你恩典，来爱、听从你的父母。
So when all the families come to this church will be a strong church.
这样的家庭来到教会里呢，教会才能够坚固。
In order to be a strong church, it must be united.
那要做一个坚固的家庭，那教会要团结一致。
We read in Psalm 133, "It is good and it is pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity."
这诗篇133篇第一节说：“看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。”
What else does a strong church need?
除此，坚固的教会还需要什么呢？
We turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请打开到以弗所书第四章。
We see the high calling of believers.
我们看到这做信徒这高尚的呼召。
Verse 1 to 16 tells us this.
从第一到第十六节告诉我们这件事。
He says, verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
以弗所书第四章第二节说：“凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容
，endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace。”
用和平彼此联络，协力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
From verse 4 to 6, it tells us about these seven ones.
那从第四节到第六节呢，我们看到有六样一个的东西，
七个
一样的东西。
One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
And also God gave certain gifts to churches.
那接下来我们看神给教会不同的恩赐。
In verse 12, for this thing, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
这给教会恩赐的原因是第十二节告诉我们，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Till all, that means every member of this church, till all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
然后第十三节告诉我们，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身体身量。
To do that,We have to have right behavior.
那若要做到这几方面呢，我们要有正确的行为。
The believer's behavior actually continues on from verse 17 right up to chapter 6, verse 9.
那有关这做信徒的行为呢，保罗在以弗所书四章十七节讲到最后的一节，就是在第六章。
Verse 22 of chapter 4.We put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust.
第四章二十二节说，就要脱去你们从前行为的上的旧人，这旧人就因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
In order to put down the old man, we must raise up the new man.
若要这放弃这旧人呢？我们要使这新的人来起来。
To raise up the new man, we need to feed on the word of God. We need to have fellowship with the saints. We need to have communion with God.
若要成为一个新的人呢，我们要饮食在神的话语里头，要与信徒彼此的这沟通。
And verse 23 says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind."
第二十三节说，又要将你们的心智改换一新。
Verse 25 tells us that we have to put away lying.
那二十五节说，我们要放弃谎言。
Half truth is a lie.
那一半的真实呢，其实是一个谎言。
Don't ever lie to one another.
不要彼此的撒谎。
There's no such thing as a white lie.
这没有这白色的这谎言。
All lies to God are lies.
因为一切的谎言就是谎言。
And then we are told in verse 26, be angry, but don't sin.
第二十六节告诉我们，生气却不要犯罪。
Sometimes people think that Christian cannot get angry.
有人认为基督徒不应该生气。
They forget that we are humans after all.
他们忘了我们是人。
We have emotions.
我们有感情。
Sometimes we see things that actually goes against our conscience. We get angry.
所以有时候我们看到一些违背我们良心的事情呢，我们会生气。
If we see our children misbehaving, not glorifying to God, we get angry.
当我们看到自己的孩子呢，做不荣耀神的事情呢，我们会很生气。
But we must not sin.
但在怒气中不可以犯罪。
We must not carry this anger over to another day.
那我们也不要含怒直到日落。
And verse 27 says, "Don't give place to the devil."
二十七节说，不要给魔鬼留地步。
The Bible tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion.
圣经告诉我们这。魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子。
He wants to break up churches.
他要使教会破裂。
He wants to break up families.
使家庭破裂。
Don't become a tool in his hand.
不要成为他手中的工具。
Because if you become a tool in Satan's hand to break up the church, you're going to get into trouble with God.
当你允许自己呢成为这作为魔鬼的工具呢，那你就得罪了神。
Because Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19 says this.
因为在箴言第六章
verse 19,
十九节如此的说。
Verse actually 16 says the seven things that God hates.
在十六节呢，又讲到七样神所憎恶的事。
And the last phrase of verse 19 says, "And he that soweth discord among brethren."
在十九节，圣经告诉我们，箴言六章十九节，吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人，是神所憎恨的。
It's not sowing discord among ordinary people; it's among brethren.
那请注意这一节所讲到了。这里呢，就是这吐谎言、作假见证、分散、不善纷争的事情，不是在外人，而是在弟兄姐妹里头。
Psalm 133 says, "It is good, it is pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity."
因此，诗篇133篇说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
God is always for unity.
神要看到教会的团结一致。
He wants to see the church united.
他要看到教会的团结。
He wants to see the body of Christ compacted into one.
他要看到教会能够联络合适，成为一。
No schism, no division, no factions.
没有纷争的事情。
But the devil is for disunity.
但是魔鬼是要教会有纷争。
He wants to break up the church.
因为他要使教会破裂。
He wants to cause brethren to sow discord.
他要弟兄引起纷争的事。
Don't give place to him.
圣经说不要留地步给他。
If he puts an evil thought into your mind, say no.
当这恶念来到的时候，我们要说我不要接受。
Ask God to help us to say no to the devil.
那我们也要求神给我们恩典，能够向这恶者说，我不去行纷争的事。
And in order to defeat the devil, we have to use the word of God.
那要打败魔鬼呢，我们需要有神的话语。
That's what we learn from Jesus, who defeated the devil three times. He said, "It is written."
那我们看到主耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候呢，他三次如此说，经上所记。
And 29 verse 29 of chapter 4 Ephesian continue to tell us, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth."
那以弗所书第四章第二十九节，以弗所书第四章二十九节说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
When you want to say something that's going to hurt somebody, don't say it.
当你心里要讲一些这伤害他人的话的时候呢，请再三思，不要说如此的话。
If you think your word is going to stumble somebody, keep quiet.
若你的话语会使人绊倒的话，那请不说。
What should come out of our mouth?
那从我们口里所出的言语是怎样的呢？
What is good to the use of edifying, that it minister grace unto the hearers?
第二十九节的后段说，要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Look for the good in others.
要在别人身上看到他们的善。
Praise them.
称赞他们。
Say good things about them.
说好的话。
Build them up in the faith.
在信仰上建立他们。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
That's why the writer of Hebrews said we have to provoke one another unto good works.
这希伯来书，告诉我们呢，我们要彼此的鼓励，互相鼓励去行善。
Provoke actually is like not a really good word, right?
这
provoke is not a good word.
圣经在希伯来书第十章里头呢，用了这句话，第四章二十，四节，这里计划，当然我们中文呢就不像英文的字，因为中文的是计划。
So the Chinese is better.
所以中文圣经呢讲得很清楚，正面的。
Provoke actually is not a good word because when you provoke somebody, the person gets angry with you.
这讲员呢，他说在英文圣经呢用了这个 provoke 的意思是很消极的一方面啊，但是我们中文圣经很清楚的，就是要激发。
But we are not to provoke them to anger, but provoke them unto good works.
我们激发他人去行善。
We can encourage our brothers to come for prayer meetings.
我们可以鼓励弟兄来参加祷告会。
We can provoke our brothers to pray for others.
我们可以鼓励弟兄为他人代祷。
We can provoke our brethren to read the scriptures.
常常读圣经。
There are lots of things we, or good works that we can provoke our brethren to do.
很多事情我们可以激发弟兄去行的。
And then verse 30 tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit.
那回到以弗所书第四章，这里呢告诉我们说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
The Holy Spirit can be grieved.
我们的这圣灵呢，能够能担忧。
When we sin, we grieve the Spirit.
当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们使圣灵忧伤。
When we don't read the Bible, when we don't pray, when we don't witness, we grieve the Spirit.
当我们不读圣经、不祷告、不为他做见证，这圣灵会忧伤。
So let us not grieve the Spirit.
所以我们不要使圣灵担忧。
And in verse 31 that says that let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
第三十一节说一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你中间除掉。
Sometimes maybe our brother has offended us.
可能弟兄会得罪我们。
Maybe they do it unconsciously or they are not aware of it.
可能他们所做的不是故意的。
Sometimes we can get bitter over these things.
我们会此事呢而有苦毒。
We think that our brother has to find fault with us.
我们以为那位弟兄呢他故意的作弄。
But he doesn't mean it.
但事实呢不是如此。
Sometimes misunderstanding can spring up very easily.
所以我们看到误会的事情呢，很快的就产生。
And that's why we need to communicate among ourselves.
因此我们要常常沟通有联络。
I hope this church the people are sociable.
希望我们的的弟兄姐妹呢，能够彼此的有着交流。
Be concerned for one another.
彼此的这个对他人有关怀的心。
If you don't see somebody in church, make a point to call that person.
如果你看到某某弟兄、某某姐妹没有来教堂的话，你可以拨个电话给他。
If you see somebody is down, give that person a smile.
如果你看到那个人今天呢，他的心思很愁烦的话。你可以向他这展开一个微笑。
Pray for that person.
为他祷告。
Don't be bitter against them.
不要有恼恨。
Don't have ill feeling towards them.
不要在心中怀恶念。
And then in verse 32 it says, Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
第三十二节说，并要以恩慈相待， 存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind one to another.
要以恩慈相待。
One another means everybody in the church, not the one you select to be kind to.
这彼此的相待的意思呢，就是你要向每一个人，而不是你自己选择的一些人。
Sometimes it's very difficult to be kind to a person who's not kind to us.
很多时候一个人不待我们恩慈呢，我们很难这向他恩慈。
But by the grace of God, we can be kind to that person.
但靠神的恩典，我们可以做得到。
We must have a tender heart.
我们要有一个很温柔的心。
The Bible tells us that we ought to weep with those that weep.
我们要与那哭的人同哭。
Rejoice with those that rejoice.
那欢乐的人同欢乐。
And unless we are tender-hearted, we can't do this.
除非我们存有怜悯还是温柔的心，我们是做不到的。
It is actually far easier to sympathize with a person than to praise a person.
那要同情一个人是容易，若要赞美那个人呢，是很难的。
Sometimes, you know, in the church, parents tend to compare children.
在教会里呢，做父母啊，会因孩子们来彼此的这个比较。
Sometimes, you know, exams over, if both of them are in the same school, in the same class, hey, how much your son get for his maths, huh?
所以若两个孩子呢，在同一班呢，那他们的家长就会问，哦，你的孩子在数学的考试上得几分？
Maybe this mother will ask, their mother say, oh, only maybe 80?
有一个做母亲的，他说我的儿子只得到80分。
Maybe the other mother say, wow, so poor, my son got 99, you know?
可能另一位母亲说，啊，他的成绩很不佳，我的儿子得到99分。
So this poor mother say, why my son so stupid, can't be like her son?
那做母亲的，这得八十分的孩子的母亲会想到，哦，为什么我的孩子这样的笨？
Or maybe go home and scold the son. Oh, you stupid! No, why you only get 80?
回到家里呢，就骂孩子说你这样笨，只有拿到八十分。
Sometimes easier, right, to sympathize. You know, if the son feel, oh, I'm so sorry, your son feel.
若那个孩子呢，他的成绩落败的话，就是考得不好的成绩呢，你会同情。
It's hard, right, to give praises if the person does well.
但是若一个人他做得好，有好的成绩，我们要给他称赞，是一个很难的事。
We ought to praise God more.
我们需要常常的感谢赞美神。
If you praise God more, you'll be able to praise the people.
当你能够常感谢神，你才会懂得怎样去称赞别人。
And also we need forgiveness.
我们也需要彼此的这饶恕。
Who doesn't need forgiveness?
谁不需要饶恕呢？
Who can say I have never done any wrong in my life?
谁能够说我在一生上没有犯错的呢？
We know when we have done wrong, we feel terrible.
我们知道，当我们犯罪的时候，我们在心里感到很忧伤。
We ask God to forgive us.
我们求神来赦免我们。
So if a brother come and tell you I'm sorry, I've sinned against you, please forgive me.Yes, say yes.
当一位弟兄来说，我得罪你，请你饶恕我，希望我们能够很快的说，是的。
Don't tell him, give me 10 reasons why I should forgive you.
不要如此向他说，给我十个理由为什么我要饶恕你。
Or tell me, first, let me decide.
让我回去思考一下。
No, the Bible says we ought to forgive one another instantly.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们要立刻地饶恕他人。
Remember when Peter asked Jesus, "How many times must I forgive my brother?" 7 times.
那彼得问主耶稣说，我要饶恕他人多次，多少次？7次吗
？Peter was using number 7. 7 is a perfect number.
7是个完整的一个数字。
He wasn't prepared for Jesus' answer.
他对主的答案呢，还没有预备好。
The Lord says, no, it's 70 times 7.
但主说不是的，是七十乘七次。
490 times
490次。
I don't think we have the patience, right?
我们没有这样的耐心。
Sometimes you say, once I forgive you.
一次我原谅你。
Twice, okay, maybe.
第二次可能还可以。
Third time, maybe our patience, you know, is reaching the limit.
第三次可能你的这个耐心呢来到极限。
Maybe the fourth time we say, this is the last time I'm going to forgive you.
他第四次呢得罪你的时候，你说这是我要饶恕你的最后一次。
But the Lord tells us to keep on forgiving.
那主耶稣他答这彼得的话的意思是你要不断的饶恕他人。
If every member of this church does what the Bible says, this church will be a strong church.
当这教会去行圣经所说的话，那教会就会坚固。
A church that will bring glory to God.
能够荣耀神的教会。
A church that will attract people to come.
能够吸引人来教会的一间教会。
Because I believe all my heart, a strong church is a happy church.
我相信一个坚固的教会是一个充满喜乐的教会。
Who doesn't want to be happy?
谁不要有喜乐呢？
People look for happiness more than look for wealth.
其实人寻找快乐多过这财富。
Because happiness is one thing money cannot buy.
这快乐呢是这金钱买不到的。
But we have to remember one thing.
但我们要记得一件事。
It is God who builds the church.
是上帝他自己建立教会。
This is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣他在马太福音第十六章如此说。
16:18
马太福音十六章十八节。
He says, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
马太福音第十六章十八节说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
Jesus is going to build a church upon himself, not upon Peter.
基督耶稣要在他自己身上建立教会，不是在彼得的身上。
Because in Psalm 127 verse 1, the word of God says this.
因为在诗篇127篇第一节说到，
Except the Lord build the house, they labor but in vain that built it.
诗篇第127篇第一节说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
It is the Lord who builds up this church.
是耶和华他本人建造了这教会。
No man can boast about it.
没有人能够自夸的。
No man can glory about it.
也没有人能够荣耀他自己。
All glory should go to God.
一切的荣耀都要归给神。
Thank God that God has seen you through 30 years.
感谢神保守我们，带领我们这三十年的时间。
Kept you all safe and united together.
保守你们每一位，使我们团结在一起。
Pray that there be no faction, no division in your midst.
求神保守我们的教会免有纷争的事。
Pray that God will keep the devil out of this church.
求主保守我们，不使魔鬼来扰乱教会。
And pray for ourselves that we will be a member that cares one for another in this church.
我们也要为自己祷告，求主帮助我们能够有这关怀他人的心。
May the Lord bless His words to our heart.
愿神以他的话语来赐福于我们。
Let us pray.
我们来做个祷告。亲爱的天父，感谢你，接着你仆人所分享的这话语，我们看到这教会 团结一致的重要性。感谢神，你建立了这新生命堂，你也把教会放在这个地方，让我们能够为你做见证。主啊，你保守了我们度过这30年的时间，我们相信神你也必能够保守我们直到主耶稣再来。主，我们要顺服你的话语，我们要有着追求合一的心，求主保守弟兄姐妹。我们也看到要有坚固的教会，我们必须有坚固的这家庭，保守这里的每一个基督化的家庭。 Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We are exhorted this morning to seek for the unity of the church. We are also told that it is important to strengthen the covenant family so that we with strong family and a family that loves God, then can we come to church to build a strong church. Lord, guide New Life. Thank you for your blessing upon this church for the many years past. And we trust that you will preserve your church to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks, asking all this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Thank you.